Our first lesson from the Word is from a portion of the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, that thou hast gained thy brother, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done to them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Hear further from the Acarna Celestia, a portion of number 433. That the number seven is holy originates in the fact that the seventh day signifies the celestial man, the celestial church, the celestial kingdom, and in the highest sense, the Lord himself. Hence the number seven, wherever it occurs in the word, signifies what is holy or most sacred, and the holiness and sanctity is predicated of or according to the things that are being treated of. From this comes the signification of the number 70, which comprises seven ages, for an age in the word is 10 years. When anything most holy or sacred was to be expressed, it was said 77-fold, as when the Lord said that a man should forgive his brother not until seven times, but until 70 times seven, which is meant that they should forgive as many times as he sins, and that the forgiving should be without end or should be eternal, or in other words, what is holy. Here in the lessons, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.